Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
Professor?
Yes, Harry, what is it?
I've got a question.
I'm in the middle of a fucking conversation about Captain Crunch up here.
Is that a new charm that we're going to be working with?
No, motherfucker, it's cereal. What, are you stupid?
I just had a...
You know, the other day, I was sitting in my chambers watching Scooby-Doo eating Captain Crunch, and I thought, that little cocksucker Harry... It's a real pain in my ass.
Actually, Professor, I just had a question. It won't
yeah,
take long.
Spit it out!
What?
I want to hear it. Let me hear your question.
It's just that,
just throw it out there!
Okay.
Why are you stuttering at me? You trying to talk to me in mumbo-jumbo?
I'm not trying but I just had a really quick question.
This doesn't seem to be a quick question. You seem to be wasting the class's time.
It won't take much long.
Just fucking spit it out, you little bastard!
What are you supposed to do if a dragon spits on you?
Is that some sort of queer question? Are you queer?
Well, I just figured...
Are you queer?
No,
are you queer?
No. No, never.
You seem very unsure of yourself,
but
Harry. What the fuck is the matter with you? You and your glasses and your stupid little lightning bolt on your head. Why would you get a tattoo on your head?
It wasn't like I wanted it. It was actually from,
one of those party games where your friends, like, smack the penises on your face while you're sleeping?
Actually, it was...
Draw, like, a little thing on your face with a magic marker?
It was a leftover...
You draw on people's faces... With a magic marker.
It's from a
when
curse.
They drink too much. You been drinking, Harry?
No. Never. Not once. Aside from the occasional butter beer.
I don't like butthole beer. It makes me sick.
But
what's your question? Dragonflies spitting. What
no,
you do...
No, dragon...
What you do is you don't let them spit on you.
Well, actually, the dragons, they're very, very... Large, it's hard. How would you stop them from spitting on you? How would you not let them do that?
You go somewhere else.
But like, say we were in a dragon lair, trying to collect a dragon's egg.
Yeah, you hide in the hay. Hide in the hay.
Which hay?
The hay. Everybody knows dragons roost in hay.
That's not... I don't see that in the textbooks anywhere, actually.
Yeah, well, are you a wizard?
I hope to be. It's kind of...
You're a little faggot. That's what you are. Keep interrupting my class. This has gone on long enough, Harry.
What
the fuck is your question?
I already asked it, actually.
All right, so a dragonfly spits on you.
Dragon spits on you.
Dragonfly, right?
No, dragon, The mythical beast?
Oh.
Like the chapter that we're talking about?
Well, then you're dead. If a dragonfly spits on you.
But no, it's not a dragonfly, actually. A dragon.
A dragon.
The actual...
I understand what you're saying, Harry. When a dragonfly spits on me, I tear him in half and fish with his body. That's a little poem that I came up with. When a dragonfly spits on me, rip him in half, fish with his body.
And, and the hay? What is that? Does that play in with the dragonfly? They roost in
no,
hay, you said?
No, they sleep in it.
But isn't that the same with the roosting? The same
Harry! You're kind of cute.
Sir?
Yeah, you know, with your little glasses and your smile and your dark, curly hair. How would you like to help me with a little individual studies?
Like a study session?
You could call it that.
Could we discuss the matter of dragons?
I can show you my dragon. I got a dragon that's captured. It's really? A big red dragon. It'll blow your fucking socks off, Harry. I'd like to see you in my studies.
Well, actually...
Right now, young man, I need to see you in my chambers.
Okay. Should I bring my books, then? We study session?
Yeah, you're gonna need them.
Be a moment.
You're gonna need your books for leverage.
On the academic studies, the leverage?
Yeah, sure. Just get your sexy ass in the back.
Okay, I'll be over there. But I'm not quite sure what this has to do with the dragons and the
I'm sick of fucking hearing about the goddamn dragons. What the fuck is the matter with you, you little cocksucker? Get in the chambers, you bastard.
Okay, I'm coming. I'm coming, Professor.
Harry, what is all this nonsense about dragons and dragonflies and hay and tearing dragonflies in half so you can fish with them?
But, actually, so that was, you brought that up as, it was a question about the lesson with the dragons, if they spit on you.
Dragons,
what are you supposed to do?
Dragons don't spit, Harry, unless they're very small. Well, maybe not too small. Maybe like a 9-inch dragon.
That still seems pretty small to me, sir.
Yeah, like a dragonfly, huh? How's that for a comparison, Harry?
I'm not,
Let me ask you, Harry. Are you Harry?
That's my name, sir.
No, I don't mean, like, Harry. I mean, Harry.
But, do I have hair, sir?
You got any fur?
It's approaching winter, sir. I suppose that I have some thick winter robes, furry.
Do you have a thick winter robe on your acorns?
Acorns? Is that in the next lesson, sir?
You got any hair on your balls, boy?
I don't know what to say. I
listen, Harry. I've been watching you, and I gotta say, you've been growing up into a fine young man. I've been watching you since you were 6 or whatever when you first came to the school, and I thought you were a pretty handsome little guy at that point. But now, you've blossomed. You finally cut your hair short. You got some sexy meat on them bones.
Thanks. Professor,
hey, no thanks needed. It's been my pleasure.
Okay. Professor, is there a reason the discussion we were to
Listen
have?
Here, Harry. How do you feel about possibly sleeping in my chambers instead of in your cramped little room with your dirty redhead little ginger friend and that awful little girl? She makes me sick every time I look at her face. All I see is woman. Sickening to me.
Well, actually, it's very, 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 very kind of you to offer, sir, but
hey, I got a fireplace. Huh?
We have a fireplace.
I got a bear rug.
The Gryffindor Tower.
Got a bear rug.
It's very
smooth. You could lay on it with your bare ass.
I'm not, I wouldn't be very comfortable. I mean, my bed is pretty comfortable in the
Gryffindor. Look at this bed right here, Harry. Look at it.
It's very nice.
Fucking fantastic.
But, you know, I have a bed in the dormitories
Yeah,
in
well,
Gryffindor.
It can't be very warm in that little bed in Gryffindor all by yourself. Wouldn't you like some nice warm body heat up against your body?
I'm pretty sure that if I wanted to stay that warm, I could, you know, there's a spell, you know, I could stay warm all night. It's a, you know. Shouldn't be too hard.
I got a spell for you, Harry. It's called Erecticus. You want to try it?
I don't think you've shown us that one, Professor.
Well, let me show you. Let me demonstrate it.
I think I should be getting back to class now.
Hey, I decide when you go back to class.
But shouldn't that be? Shouldn't we be getting back to class now, sir?
Why don't you call me Walkendorf?
Walkendorf, sir?
Yeah. Because I'm going to touch your Dingledorf.
I'm not sure I follow.
I'm going to hold on to your sausage boy.
Sir, are you all right?
I'm gonna take out your Twinkie, and I'm gonna try and bite off the end so that I can get the frosting out of it.
Is that?
I'm gonna fuck you in the ass, boy.
Oh, all right.
Find more funny videos, blogs, and podcasts such as this one on pastecomedy.com.